Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it is such a true pleasure to be here today. I am really, really grateful that you are here joining me right now, because what we're doing is we're creating, this is conscious media. This is what we do. We have done for a long time on the Aware Show, and more every day people are understanding that entire movement of what conscious media means. It is the Aware Show. It is KPFK. It is everything that you see in here. We actually have our, we just started producing our radio show on video for YouTube because we want to continue to spread the messages of what it means to be a conscious, connected, aware human being in an entertaining way. And that's on, if you go to YouTube and if you look up our channel, which is the Aware Show channel, please subscribe to that channel because it shows YouTube that conscious media has a following, which they're still trying to figure out. So it really does. So you kind of vote with your when you say subscribe there. It's free, of course. And then we add new shows every single week and great videos and amazing people doing incredible things in the world. So that is my first step. So the I also want to mention that on the Aware Show, we have a lot of other great videos, great information. We have a whole library on there, over almost 4,000 hours worth of interviews on theawareshow.com in our community site that we add to every single week, making it relevant, making it newsworthy. But, you know, consciousness never really goes, is never really outdated. So those amazing interviews that I did with Wayne Dyer, about a dozen of them, still are relevant today. And Deepak Chopra and all these amazing, incredible people. Okay, so here's what's happening first off, which is even more exciting. Are any of you listening right now, healers, practitioners, people that have a practice in the conscious business or in the consciousness field, yet it's a side job? It is a, there's a term for it that I've just recently learned this morning called side hustle. It's a whole new thing. And so what it is, and I, because I've been doing this radio show for 18 years, I'm able to see, and I've listened to so many people over the years talk about wanting to start, you know, to help people, truly people who are in the consciousness community want to help people. That is the first and foremost thing that they want. I want, you want, listening. And we get into this business of helping people and we get all confused by our goal. Like, why we started this in the first place? We started it probably from our story of a deep pain that we overcame and healed. And part of our purpose and way of healing that pain is by helping other people do the same. Anybody's hands up? I love it because the two people in the studio with me have their hands up, which I absolutely love. Brian and Nicole Wetton are joining me. Now, they have an incredible story. First of all, Brian comes from, you know, an incredible Silicon Valley background, raised $20 million for two Silicon Valley startups. He has been the part of a $400 million IPO, burned out twice, not once, but twice. And he went finally through a spiritual journey that he went on, found his way at receiving an MA in spiritual psychology from USM, and has had a journey towards helping people in conscious businesses get it right. And he is joined by his amazing wife, Nicole Wetton, who I love that you guys are in this partnership together to create other people's partnerships for making conscious businesses work. Hello, Brian.
Hello, hello. We're glad to be here.
And hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Isn't it great how spirit moves everything? So thank you for being here. And I'd love it if you could just start off by talking about what is it, and I also love that Brian and I both have our green drinks next to each other. I'm going to maybe grab my phone and Facebook Live because I'm not multitasking enough right now to show you that. But tell me about why you have such a focus on conscious business.
So, I mean, I got into this work because I needed it, just like everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. It was my wounding. I won't go into all the story of all my own wounds and the journey of healing them, but the short story, it's told in my book in more detail, is I wouldn't be married and have kids. I wouldn't be happy if it wasn't for all the healing work I've done.
Yeah.
And so as I received all of the extraordinary gifts from so many people and went from a nerd with no emotional intelligence at all, I mean, it was scary.
At least you admit it.
I was clear. to having dove full on into the world of woo-woo and studying with everybody I could. And I'm like, okay, I want to spread consciousness work to the world. But what I realized was is that maybe that wasn't my calling directly, but it was to help other people who were here to spread consciousness work. And realizing that people can't do it on their own very well because you can't use unconscious business to do a conscious business. You can't sell transformational services and build a true transformational business if you're using the old way of doing business.
Well, okay, and we're going to find out what some of those old ways are and why it doesn't work. But first, I want to say hello to Nicole, who is just the beautiful, strong force in the room.
I married up, we're clear.
You married a what?
I married up, way up, we're clear.
As if, right. Sweet, humble man.
You're so cute. But I love in Brian's book, Yes, Yes, Hell No, he talks about how your relationship really has helped him be who he is. Tell me a little bit about your background, Nicole.
Where do I begin? Well, I'll start off by saying that the reason Brian got into this industry trying to help people he was particularly trying to help someone like myself. I was that person that was the healer, that was, struggling with so many ways of which to how to learn how to, make money and do what I love. So when I met Brian, I started getting obsessed and started loving his commitment. And that's when he became so...
It was a whole new form of romance.
That's so great. So great. I mean, and I love that because now I love that you say that you're, even though you're an author and you guys have this great business, but your favorite pastime is watching all this great time you spend watching your wonderful daughters be wonderful. And that's so much fun. So I met Brian at the Transformational Leadership Council. He was speaking at the event at a conference, a group that Jack Canfield started. And he spoke the truth. When he stood up on stage, he said, I don't know how I could sell $300 million companies, yet somebody cannot sell a $300 product online. There's a problem with that. Tell me a little bit about that.
So when I came out of Silicon Valley, dove into the world of woo-woo, and then I actually had a period where I was like, okay, I'm going to be a coach, and I'm going to sell this stuff to the world. And I was also, looking around at all these other people I was meeting. And I was actually at the time selling consulting services for tens of thousands of dollars a month. I've been part of, huge successes in Silicon Valley. And yet I couldn't sell coaching services for $350 a month.
Isn't that interesting? Any coach out there is just saying,
And a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh, my problem is I don't know enough about business. But that was not my problem. I learned more in my 8 years in Silicon Valley than most people learn in multiple lifetimes about business. What the problem was, wasn't that I wasn't really good at business. It was that the ways I knew how to do business stopped working. And so I actually had to slow down both for myself and for Nicole and for so many other people we work with and ask the question, well, what does it mean to do selling from a place of love and service? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to do marketing from a place of love and service? Mm-hmm. How do you price your services from a place of love and service? Not just give, sacrifice your needs, but true win-win or no deal. What does that really look like?
That is amazing. So the traditional ways of marketing changed. Everything has changed, basically, in the way that we do business. And I know, for a long time, we have been preaching to the choir here on the Aware Show of people who have formed their entire practices by listening to the show. I've met several of them, and it's a blessing. But then maybe 10 years later, they come and say, you know, I started this practice because I've been listening to you for so long, but yet we're struggling. They're doing it for the right reasons. They're in it for the right reasons. But what's the monetization piece of that? Why do so many conscious businesses have such a hard time making enough profit to continue the business?
So the short answer is, and Nicole's got a great example of this, I think, is that the energy that most people come to their purpose from is an energy of giving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The energy of traditional business is an energy of achieving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And on the ladder of consciousness, if the listeners are familiar with like David Hawkins or Ken Wilber or Marianne Williamson or anybody who talks about the journey from fear to love and the different ways of measuring that path, right? One of the ways we love to talk about it is taking, pleasing, achieving, giving, and then receiving. And so the way that most people are doing business is achieving-based.
Mm-hmm.
The energy that people bring to this work is giving-based. But they have to move up and ask the question, what does it mean to do love from an energy of receiving, from giving and receiving?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas almost everybody we work with, Nicole being a great example, find it so much easier to give than to receive.
It's such a great thing. You started me on this conversation a couple of weeks ago on what it really means to receive. And I had not even seen how out of balance I was with that.
Mm.
It was all give, 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 and then a little bit of resentment around that much giving, and then people taking advantage, and then I was the doorstep that they got to take and walk right over and on, and realizing the whole time it was me not opening my mouth and asking for what it is that I want. When I started to do that, the amount of receiving that was available to me humbled and blew my mind. I mean, absolutely. When I just started asking, people were willing to contribute into this movement of conscious media, and we're doing fundraising right now, and it's an amazing wow. I couldn't have gotten there, though, unless I was able to see that I wasn't receiving.
Mm.
And you, as a mom, know this as well, right? Because it's a lot of giving.
Yeah. I mean, that has been one of the biggest reasons that have allowed me to build my business, funny enough, is that now as a mom, I realize that my time is so valuable. I can't go around giving everybody and every person and every animal love anymore because there's just so much time. So it really supported me because I am a person that really wants to take care of my needs also.
Yeah.
So it and receiving the support so we can be a better mom and be better to the people in our lives and be better coaches and healers is one of the most important things I have learned.
Okay. So if we could, Brian Wetton, by the way, and Nicole Wetton are my guests. Can you talk about the five most common pitfalls of a conscious business?
We would love to.
Yay.
Because as people hear these, please, whatever you do, don't judge yourself.
Mm.
Okay? These are archetypal, almost universal. If you're not making these mistakes, there's probably something wrong with you. So these are just things that like milestone markers on the path, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
For all you perfectionists out there, so.
So the first big one is so many conscious entrepreneurs, particularly coaches, counselors, healers, and transformational leaders, tend to focus on their mission, their purpose, their vision, what they're contributing, but they don't focus on themselves as well, both in terms of receiving, which we talked about, and also in terms of growth. They don't continue to do enough of their own growth work, and they allow their purpose to take over them.
Okay.
So an interesting story I had is I just recently watched the Steve Jobs movie. I don't know if you've
seen
it.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Mm-hmm.
Which was really interesting because I know it's not like a conscious business per se, but he was so committed to changing the world and to his purpose. So the interesting thing was the problem was because he was – well, particularly in the earlier part of his career, he was so focused on his vision that he didn't focus on his own growth. And because of that, he ended up running over so many people and even his own family. Mm-hmm. So the point is it's really important to balance your commitment to making a difference with your commitment to your own growth. And what we call this, if when you do both of these, is what we call walking your path to authentic leadership.
Mm, authentic leadership. Okay, so this is one of them. And anybody listening can identify with this. So tell me another one, another pitfall in conscious business.
Yeah. So the second of the five mistakes that we see over and over and over again is around pricing, which again goes so hand in hand with receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much universal that people underprice, they undervalue their services, they struggle to really claim the value of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is really great for me because my story was about it has to be hard in order for me to get paid.
Yeah.
I just totally grew up.
How many people
here,
have that?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I used to work as a massage therapist and an energy healer.
Ah.
And it was hard. I mean, it was physical labor.
Physical work, yeah.
It was physical. And I also would carry my massage table all around New York City.
Right.
So it was so easy for me to claim my prices.
Yeah.
But then when I transitioned into coaching, it was so different because coaching to me was effortless. It was like breathing. So all of a sudden, I wasn't able to charge for my services. So the interesting thing that happened to me, which really shifted everything.
You didn't equate that you could charge for your services.
Right. Well, that was – right. This was my issue because it wasn't hard work. So how do I charge for something that's not hard?
That's interesting, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden I went from charging really good prices to struggling to charge like $30.
Mm-hmm.
So what shifted for me was one of my clients who came to me. So she was on the verge of divorce and – you know, she loved her husband, but they just weren't growing together.
Okay.
So, you know, after a few months we worked together, we transformed their relationship. I mean, now their relationship is better than they even could have imagined.
That's amazing.
So when I asked myself that question was, what is important here? Is it important to be doing hard work or is it important to value what we were creating, the value of what we were creating?
Mm-hmm. Is that the third thing?
That's actually the second one. So for everyone on pricing, what I'd be really curious about is what's the story that you've got around pricing?
Mm.
What's the in order to? We've got all these different tales. We do a lot of work on value. We'll do deep, deep transformational dives on this question. So there's a lot more than we could cover just today.
So huge.
And just start with that question of like what stories have you created about all the things you have to do in order to get paid?
Yeah. Wow. Huge stories. Huge stories that we do this, Russell. Why, though, in the consciousness community do we torment ourselves?
Well, again, going back to what we started with, which is it's actually a shift in consciousness. And it's not – that's not a state change. It's actually a transformational journey. So people have made the journey from achieving to giving, but they need to keep going and get up to receiving.
Yeah. See, this is huge. Now, I'm just going to tell you real quick that this is the fund drive here for KPFK, and we are going to – there is actually an amazing event that's happening right now. If you're listening to this and you have any type of a healer practice, if you are a massage therapist, if you're a practitioner, if you're a coach, and you're struggling right now in your business – and only you would know this – and if this is resonating with you at all – Nicole and Brian have been essentially leading people through conscious business acceleration for 10 years. 10 years, which is amazing. So it's obviously not only you that has this issue, and you are probably the last one that wants to tell anybody about it. So what a safer way to uncover all of this than going to an event around this. And Brian and Nicole are doing a weekend event in April. So you have time to think about this, but not time to you have time to go to the event. But for a pledge of $200, you could get a ticket to the Conscious Business Gathering. Now, this is a for real $400 event. This is something that is happening in L.A. at the Crown Plaza in LAX. And this is 3 days worth of real hard work, transformational work, where you get to, and we've only gotten through the first three pitfalls here, but where you make a true shift in consciousness about understanding your full value, what receiving really means, what authentic leadership means, and you will take the pause, I believe, during this time to hear and listen to what it is that you are trying to create, what your blockages really, really are. And so if you can call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. This is a 3-day event. It's April 21 through 23. And I just want to see the phone lines light up right now. For anyone who is in a conscious business and is struggling right now, you will not only break through all those struggles, you will support public radio, support this amazing radio station, which you know is always here on the cutting edge of transformation for you. When you reach and you turn that dial on and you want an hour or hours of transformation, we're here for you all the time. And this is how that happens, is supporting public radio. Tell me what's going to happen at the event.
So it's a three-day retreat, and really it is a transformational retreat. This is not a class. This is not a push. This is a life-changing experience for 3 days. So all of the givers come into a room, and then they get to spend 3 days receiving and receiving from each other. The people that come to this event, it's like family, it's like tribe. Mm. It's like all of the overgivers come together.
Overgivers.
Like, I know you, right?
Overgivers unite.
Exactly. We also have a ton of fun.
Fun.
So much fun. The Kin, they're a unbelievable rock band. They opened for Pink. They opened up for Bon Jovi, for all these amazing bands. They're unbelievable, and they're also transformation leaders in their own right.
Yeah.
They're playing the whole 3 days. They're having a concert with them. They're going to do transformational music.
And I know them, and they're phenomenal, phenomenal rock stars.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
And then we have this amazing woman named Lisa Gar who is speaking, and she's going to do a whole thing there.
Who is she? Overgivers Anonymous.
Exactly.
It was the only way we could actually get her in the room for herself.
That's awesome.
So true.
So true. Yes. And Deborah Poneman is also going to be speaking. Yes to Success. I mean, there's an amazing.
Scott Cody.
Oh, Scott Cody. Great.
Yeah.
These people are incredible people, but it's all mostly about you doing the work. And so if you give us a call right now and let's see 10 people who are healers, practitioners, coaches,
therapists, acupuncturists, chiropractors, massage therapists, anybody who's doing services that make a difference in people's lives, and you find it easier to give than to receive.
Yes, easier to give than receive.
So give to the station, and then you get to receive.
Exactly.
You will receive.
So you get to give.
Yeah, you'll get to give, but you will receive so much more value in exchange. And I am very excited to be also working with Brian and Nicole, who have helped me so much in the last maybe even 3 weeks to see so much that I haven't seen for years. And so I'm excited they're doing an event so that they can teach you what it is that I'm in the process of learning as well. The number to call, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735 is the number to call. It's a $200 donation to the station. The three-day retreat is April 21 through 23 in L.A., and it is the way to turn your conscious business into a profitable business and to feel good about it and to know that it gives you the right to continue to do business. I want to see 5 people give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. And as people are calling, tell the volunteers in the phone room that your phone number and your email address. And as you get your phone number and your email address, then you will be contacted by Brian or Nicole, and they'll tell you what to expect for the event and so forth and lots of things that are going to happen. Okay, so we got through 3 pitfalls of conscious business.
We're going to get to 2. We're going to get to number 3. Real quick for everybody who's listening, if you want information on it, because I know some people, it's 3 days to commit, go to consciousbusinessgathering.com.
Okay.
And you get the details there, and then call in to receive and to give to the station.
ConsciousBusinessGathering.com. Okay. So we went through the second one, which was pricing and value. The first one, which I wrote down as receiving.
Interesting.
First one was about receiving, and it was also about growth.
Growth. Okay.
Second one was around pricing and value.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one I have to remember.
There's so many.
Oh, the third
transformational.
The third one is all about traditional sales and marketing.
Oh,
this
interesting.
This was the biggest aha for me.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, it seems so obvious, but at the time it was so counterintuitive and it's so not modeled in our industry. Right? Almost everything that most people are doing in our industry is they have to choose between 2 bad choices when it comes to building their business. They either do hard selling and aggressive marketing. right? And we've all been exposed to Table Rush and these aggressive, manipulative pitches and then 17 emails a day. You know, there's just this push, mm-hmm. push. Mm-hmm. Right? We call that the hard sales approach.
Mm-hmm.
And that clearly doesn't work.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, it does actually make some money for some people, but energetically, it's just not in alignment.
Less and less is making money for people too. Yeah.
Mm. Truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what people do instead in our industry is what we call give up. Let me give a taste of value. Let me give you a back rub. Let me give to your radio station. Though we fully support that type of giving in this case. Let me give you my firstborn child. Let me give.
Yeah.
But they don't receive because they haven't learned how to do conscious business in ways that really work for them. So again, you can't use traditional unconscious business to sell transformational services.
Yeah, it just doesn't align with who you are.
Mm, very interesting. Right, right. And I mean, we all get these 5,000 emails a day of this launch and that launch and everything launching. And yeah, it's a lot. Lots of summits.
And it's a pushing of solutions. I mean, conscious business is about holding space for the questions that matter. Right? Like for anybody listening, our question for you is, you know, would this event provide you with life-changing value?
Mm.
Right? Even more importantly than your gift to the studio, of course, that's very, very important to us as well. We can't possibly answer that question ourselves. We can't know that.
Right.
Right. We know that the people who are a fit for this event who show up, their heads are blown and their souls are opened and their lives are changed and their businesses transform. But we had one person show up a couple years ago who his daughter had gotten the ticket. And he was like this old, logical, non-emotional man who did like some type of business consulting and had no spirituality at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't go because she got sick at the last second. So she said, Dad, take my ticket.
Uh-huh.
And he sat there like in the front row with his arms closed and crossed and didn't get a bit of value the entire time, at least as far as I could tell, because he wasn't a fit. Okay, so one of the biggest things around conscious sales and conscious marketing is it's about being in the question of fit, not trying to convince people of your value. It's not trying to push a solution.
Right.
It's standing for the questions that matter.
Yes. And I would encourage people who have teams that are working on your conscious business, or if you have a partner, a business partner, or even if you sell crystals or oils. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are multi-level marketers as well. That's a conscious business. And there's some great products. So if you have any of those and you're trying to figure out, this is probably one of the best ways to break through that ceiling of how do you get to the next level in your business, this is a great place to be. So again, it's called consciousbusinessgathering.com, and it's learning how to turn your conscious business and maintain the integrity of it and also allow it to grow. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. That's 818-985-5735. It is a $200 donation to the station. And again, if you're a massage therapist or if you are a healer or if you are own a spa, or even if you're in an MLM, that's all conscious businesses. So give us a call. Again, the event is in April, but the donation needs to come to the station now because this is our fund drive, and also to allow enough time for Brian and Nicole to contact you and talk to you with you about the event and so forth. And so I also noticed that you in addition to mentioning these pitfalls of conscious business, you're going to call out a lot of the reasons that people are having a challenge, but you're also going to be offering a lot of solutions, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, actually, we just poke your pain points over and over again.
And then you can buy a car.
So that's funny. There's 5 P's we address at the event. So we help people with panic, which is fear. Right? And it's the hidden fears that nobody admits they have, because I'm not allowed to have fear. In fact, that's actually challenge number 4 we're going to get to. So we deal with panic. We deal with plan. Most people don't have a business plan or effective any type of a plan. They're just a to-do list of all the things they think they should be doing each day.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a plan in crayon process where people get to pull their crayons out and do a business plan like color by numbers. It's super cool. we do positioning. How many people that are listening know that you're supposed to have a niche? You're supposed to have some type of really specific niche to describe who you're working with, but you don't want to do that. It doesn't resonate. So we actually have a spiritually soul-aligned way of helping people craft the niche and what we call the invitation. It's not even a niche. Mm-hmm. It's the invitation points where there are people out there who are already looking for what you have to offer, but they don't know how to use your words. Mm-hmm. So we help you bridge that gap between the invitations they're offering and the words you're using.
Right. So kind of learning how to write your own copy with integrity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nice. Yep. Great.
We also work with the pricing. Helping people really own their pricing is a huge shift that people make. Mm. They walk out of this event with a completely different understanding of value and pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the fifth P?
Procrastination.
Thank you.
Oh,
my favorite.
What's procrastination?
So
I have no idea.
If you're listening, do you ever procrastinate when it comes to selling and marketing your services?
Oh, yeah. People, why? Why do people do that?
It's a sign of the fears and the conflicts they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. They tend to think it means that they're lazy or unworthy, but it actually means that their soul is telling them that they're not in full alignment.
Mm.
So procrastination is one of the ways that your soul is telling you to find a more aligned way of doing business. Mm-hmm. And when you find that, it's just like the door opens up and you're able to walk through and the conflicts drop away and, everything changes.
Which takes us to the fourth key, which is fear.
Ah.
Working with your fear.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that's the fourth key. We're talking about some of the common pitfalls of conscious business. Now, I'm also asking people who are hearing this conversation and shuddering in fear right now that this is you and you're concerned about the fact that somebody sees you. Don't worry. We don't have any cameras out there. It's just that if this is resonating with you, then it's great to know that somebody has worked with people over 10 years, that this has been their problem as well. And if we're really, truly going to uplift humanity, folks, this is something that it's time for all of us to get. Let's just get over our fear about our businesses and move on with the movement that we're all here to create.
Right on, sister.
We are all in this boat together. And it's going to take this kind of critical mass in order to tip the consciousness in the direction of awareness and higher vibration and not even in a woo-woo state, but just more conscious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're concerned about Donald Trump or the state of the planet or global warming or any of the challenges we're facing,
economy,
how can you be the change? How can you impact more people's lives? How can you transform their consciousness?
Yeah, and how many times have you heard, how do you get from where you are to where you want to be? Mm-hmm. How do you make money doing what you love? There's like 10 books around this, but it's the question. And now there's this new, term, which I just learned about today called side hustle. And this is, it's a whole new thing that many of you have of a side business where you're doing what you love, but you have a day job and you are got this dream of what you want to do, but you can't quit the day job. Well, the day job might go away because there's so many sectors of businesses that are disappearing, and there's also a lot of false job promises that are being made right now. And talk about fake news. What about fake promises that are happening for entire jobs to come back and the economy to – you have no idea what's going to happen.
So can I just run on this rant for a second? Because you're so spot on. I'm like, sing it, sister.
You heard that talk last night too, didn't you?
So
sure.
I love it.
There are all sorts of studies showing that half of the white-collar jobs in this country are going to disappear within the next 20 years.
Wow. Okay? Wow.
So anything that can be done in anything that could be communicated or systematized is going to be in the computer.
Yes.
It's going to be in the cloud.
Yes.
Right? So all of these jobs that we've relied on are just going away. The things that can't be put in the cloud are things that involve consciousness, that involve healing, that involve making a difference in people's lives, right? That involve human touch, right? The whole new economy that needs to be born, mm-hmm. not just to help people, not just to help the planet, but to help the economy, mm-hmm. to save the U.S. economy is around transformational work.
Yes.
But right now, almost no transformational workers know how to build their business.
Yes.
And so by you staying stuck in poverty, you're hurting yourself. You're hurting the clients that you could be helping. You're hurting your loved ones. You're hurting the country. You're hurting the planet. You're hurting the economy.
All right, enough.
Okay, enough.
No, I mean, look, I know that – like,
and it doesn't have to be that way.
I think Snapchat just created their IPO today. And what if you could be a part of creating like a conscious Snapchat? I mean, wouldn't that be cool? So, I mean, here's the thing is that we're all in this together. This is – we're at the precipice of such a huge movement that we've – you know, I've been broadcasting for 18 years. How many of you out there have been healers, practitioners for 15, 20 years? And you now more than ever is the time where this is going to break open because we have reached critical mass. I've seen it. And I've had incredible people on the show talking to all of you listening, and you now have gone on to create your own businesses. Yay, go. Now we're here to help you try and figure that out. So here's the phone number, 818-985-KPFK. Please give us a call. Donate $200 to the station, and you can go to an event that is a $400 event. It is 3 days, April 21, 22, 23. You can look it up on the website, which is consciousbusinessgathering.com. And let's give us a call. Now, I did not mention that there are only 10 of these available, and I needed to mention that because I forgot. And I got so excited about this topic, but they are, you know, because of the fact that it's in a hotel and they have to pay, you know, hard costs on this, they can only donate 10 to the station. So if I were you and this is calling to you, pick up the phone right now and give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. And we have 10 of these to give away.
And if you're scared, so let's talk about fear, which was number four. And one of the biggest mistakes we see over and over and over again is that people misunderstand fear. They misunderstand what it means to be a transformational leader, to be a change agent when their fears show up.
Okay.
So this is one of the biggest things we've discovered. And it was a change for us. Like Nicole and I, this changed our lives when we figured this out years ago because we were, you know, ourselves. Like we took so many leaps of faith of walking forward on this path. We didn't know what we were doing, right? So how many people have ever seen a compass, like the old-fashioned compasses, not a phone, but like the actual old-fashioned compasses with a magnetic needle?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it works by having a north pole and a south pole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's impossible to have a magnet and a compass that works without a south pole.
Right.
Well, you can't have only a one half of a magnet.
Polarity.
Right, polarity. Mm-hmm. Okay. So your spiritual GPS system has two polarities.
Mm.
Intuition is the north pole.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls you forward. It takes you towards your calling. It aligns with your purpose.
A higher way of thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fear is the south pole of the magnet.
Mm.
It's what is alerting you to let you know you're leaving your comfort zone behind.
Mm.
Now, if you could only understand that when you get both of those going together, it's what we call a yes says hell no. When intuition and reason say go forward and fear says hell no, run away, that's the best possible way of knowing you're on course. That is your spiritual GPS system jumping up and down for joy. And saying, go that way.
The first two yeses, though, I read your book. The first two yeses are the most important thing.
Yes. Because
that hell no comes up a lot
yes.
for me, too. Like, I can't. I'm too exhausted. There's no way. But the first two yeses are my intuition telling me it's right and my heart telling me it's right.
Yeah.
Those are vitally important. The hell no comes from the how am I going to do this part. And that's the part that both of you really answer is the how part. And so just as I mentioned that, we are at five. So we have five more to give away, and that gives us 15 minutes to do five more of these spots here at this workshop. And also you're going to be able to communicate with like-minded individuals in the same space that have the same challenges. I mean, this is going to be not only a support group for people that are in conscious businesses, but a real practical planning session on how to make your businesses thrive. And yourself, you will grow in the meantime. If you have been used up by your business and you really want to be useful in your business, then this is a way to be able to get to do that. All right, 818-985-KPFK. So five tickets remaining, five individual tickets remaining. If you have a team and you and your partner want to go or you and your business partner or whatever want to go, I would jump on this right away. Give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. I will be there, and I would love to meet my 10 listeners that come from KPFK, and you know, we could have lunch or something. It would be just great to see you and to connect with you and to tell me what you do and it would be great. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. I was at an expo a couple weekends ago, and I got to meet so many of my listeners. So this will be a lot more concentrated. It won't be as crowded. This will be something that will be an intimate, wonderful setting. All right, so the fifth pitfall of conscious businesses.
The fifth one is around receiving support versus mm-hmm. trying to do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, we're a group of Overgivers Anonymous, right? That's our 12-step program.
OGA.
and so what that means is it's like we're people who are meant to be in community. We're meant to be in team. We're meant to be giving and receiving. It's what we're programmed for. And yet when it comes to building our conscious businesses, over and over and over again, people become like these hunkered down islands. Like, I'm all by myself. I'm all alone. There's no one who can help me. I have to work hard. I have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So this reminds me of a great example of one of our clients that came to us. Now, she was a therapist. She was earning not even $30,000 a year. And she was just trying to figure it all out on her own. So at the time, she was sharing an apartment, living off her credit cards, and was almost ready to give up. So in desperation, she committed to working with us for over a year and allowed herself to finally receive support. Now, within 6 months, she was making over $100,000 a year. And even more importantly, she was making a huge impact to dozens of people's lives. Now, she was doing this in integrity, too, which was one of the most important things with people in our community. So now when it comes to conscious business, most people feel like they're alone. Like we said, they feel like they're in a jungle trying to hack their way forward with a machete. And there are paths that have already been cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there is a big difference between walking the road less traveled versus trying to walk the road that has never been traveled.
I had a radio caller call in on my Hay House show, and it was one of the most shocking calls I've ever received of a woman who was probably in her mid-50s, and she had been listening to the Law of Attraction for probably 5 years, and she knew the talk, and she walked the walk, and she did the tension and the setting and the vibration and the frequency and the thing, and she had sold her house, burned through her 401k, and was about to lose her apartment while sitting in her living room practicing the Law of Attraction. It wasn't funny. It was shocking because it made me realize the level of responsibility that we have when we mention that. You know, you create what you think about and you attract what you imagine. That has got to have a disclaimer to it. It's not responsible to be on the radio and talk about, you know, what you think of, you create, because it's got so many other pieces to it. And that's part of the pitfalls that people – and it also gave the Law of Attraction a bad name because people thought they can imagine the red Ferrari and it would show up in their driveway.
Hit that one real quick? One of the biggest things on the Law of Attraction I've learned is that spiritual laws serve spiritual purposes.
Okay.
Spiritual laws serve spiritual purposes, not physical or financial. Spirit doesn't really care about your Ferrari. If your soul needs a Ferrari – mm-hmm. for your purpose in the world, that's one thing. But if you want a Ferrari, then the Law of Attraction isn't going to do it for you. So the Law of Attraction is best understood as the practice of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the practice of aligning who you are with what wants to come through you, with what wants to come to you, what your soul wants to receive and what your soul wants to give.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ground it. You have to ground it in pricing and action and step-by-steps and doing things in the world mm-hmm. in order to really meet spirit at the point of action.
Yeah. There are many people who are very successful at this, and they do it for the right reasons and the right ways. And I interview many of them. And for all of you who have been listening, I'm going to put a challenge out to you right now. Once again, if you are a healer, a practitioner, a massage therapist, if you're in an MLM selling oils, essential oils, if you have any type of business that's even a side business and you would like to learn how to take this, what you love and consciously what you love to do and how much you love to help people and turn it into a profit center in your life, give us a call right now. 818-985-KPFK. You, by pledging $200 to KPFK, you will get a ticket to the Conscious Business Gathering. It's in April 21 through 23. It's in LA, near LAX. And this is a way for you to turn your overgiving, which is very common and very noble of you, into a way to make a profit which gives you the right to do this business, which gives you the right to continue and to pay people to help you, which they deserve as well. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. We have 5 seats left at this that have been donated, that Nicole and Brian have donated to KPFK, 5 more seats. And I'm going to challenge 5 of you who are really want to put – who really want to get this in your life to give us a call right now. 818-985-5735. Call us right now.
And particularly, again, if you're inspired and scared at the same time, then pick up the phone. Yeah. That fear is your yes, yes, hell, no, letting you know, hey, let's. If it's aligned with your heart, it's aligned with your intuition, and there's some fear about money or pricing or any of this, pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other thing about Brian Nicole is that they have been conscious business coaches for 10 years, and they have a beautiful practice around this, but they're not out there on the speaking best-selling book author circuit for everyone to say, oh, hey, I know who they are. They've been doing the work. Hmm. And this is why I, when they came and spoke and I, and are helping, you know, incredible transformational leaders behind the scenes with their businesses, they haven't spent the marketing time to get out there and get everybody to know who they are. And this is why I wanted to have them on the Aware Show, because these are really two of the most authentic people that I understand and know and are such lovely giving people. And
we fake authenticity really well.
You've opened my eyes to a lot. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. 4 left. 4 of you, give us a call right now. I want all 10 of these, of 10 of people who are really truly doing a conscious practice because you love it, because you would lay your life down to help somebody else, because you are a true giver. You deserve to learn this piece. My dad is an amazing, amazing orthopedic surgeon. 40 years of practice without missing a day of work. Mm-hmm. He had to retire because the business of the insurance and all that was changing was eating him alive. And it was so hard to take this good, amazing surgeon who had so much, would spend hours with his patients. You can't do that in this day and age. If he had somebody to come in and say, I'll do this part and you do your part, well, I mean, it would be a different world. I mean, it's just, this is, I'm talking to physicians as well. I'm talking to people who know how to help people and to heal things and to guide people towards the right nutrition. And if you're truly passionate about that, but your business is like, how do I market myself? How do I get myself out there? How do I do the right pricing and support myself? You're the person that needs to call. 818-985-KPFK. We want to help you help other people by supporting you underneath who you are.
And we want people to
amen.
Have
hope. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, and I also want everybody listening to have hope. What? Right? I also want people to have hope. Like, there's so much fear in the air right now and so much scarcity and so much worry these last couple months. And just understand that particularly for you, you individually, your hope, that there are paths that have been opened up. Right. And just like you said, like, we have the privilege of working with, you know, some of the biggest names in the industry behind the scenes. It's a lot of what we do. So we want to get this work out in the hands of everybody, because everyone needs to be taking their work forward in the world right now.
All right. 818-985-KPFK. We're going to thank some of the people who have already pledged, and you'll be able to get there and get to know each other. So I'm going to say thank you and say where you're from, and you'll have your name read on air. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. Any of you out there in La La Land that are trying to discover how to make it either as an actor or an actress or a singer or whatever you do, that's also a conscious business, because you're giving of yourself to want to impart your talent to uplift and inspire other people through your voice, through your trade, through what you do. This is also a conscious business. Being an actor is a conscious business. if you look at it, you've got to figure out your head, your manager, and you're this and you're that, and you're running your own business and also working as a day job and so forth. So here's the number. There's a lot of you calling in as anonymously. It's fine. I don't have to read your name on it. I'll just do, got it. I got it. George from LA. All right. Here we have four left. 818-985-KPFK. Someone's coming in from Riverside. Someone's coming in from Agora Hills. Altadena. Coming in from Anonymous Land, from La La Land. All right, let's go. 818-985-KPFK. Four of you are going to give us a call right now who are in this position of understanding what it means to do what you love and pour your heart and soul into it and then look at the bottom line and go, my God, there's zeros. How did that happen? I'm doing what I love. Brian and Nicole are the founders of Selling by Giving. They're have a great company called Core Coaching. This is what they do, and they have done for 10 years, is behind the scenes supported people. And it really has helped to help me understand the value of what I've done for 18 years. And actually, when I asked for a round of funding, they're like, are you kidding me? Google gives us $10,000 a month to support companies like you. Why don't we? And I'm like, what? It's I got that piece of information by understanding my value and putting myself in a receiving position.
You haven't updated the event yet.
Well, because I've been talking with you guys for the past 3 weeks. And I mean, more, longer than that. So, all right, we have four left a minute ago. And I know I see the volunteers in the phone line. You guys better get it. Get it, 818-985-KPFK.
And for all those anonymous people out there, just know that what happened to the Conscious Business Gathering stays at the Conscious Business Gathering.
That's awesome. Nice. And also, I want the people who donate from KPFK to KPFK, to this wonderful, amazing radio station. When you're at the retreat, when you're there, I want you all to we'll have a KPFK section, okay? And then everybody in the next section, I want to personally meet you, talk with you, pour into you. Who knows? Maybe some of you can be on the show. You know, we could figure this all out. I just want to meet you and get to know the people that have listened to the Aware Show for such a long time, that have gone out there to create your own businesses. And I want to say hello, and I want to give you huge, huge, huge hugs. And I want to say you're in the right place, too, because we're going to learn together. Okay, so this is moving. We've got two left, okay? And that 818-985-KPFK, and then I'm going to make an announcement. But we've got how many? 3 minutes left? Yeah, 3 minutes. Okay, 818-985-KPFK. So the three-day event, run it down to me real quick.
So it starts at 1 o'clock on Friday. Mm-hmm. We go until 9 o'clock Friday because we have the Kin playing Friday night.
Yay! Oh, my God. They're so amazing. I can't even tell you. Okay.
The Kin, they just rock. I mean, seriously. Oh, yeah. It's beyond words. They rock, literally. I mean, full on. Like, they play, 20,000-person stadiums.
Yes.
And we've got them for an intimate concert.
Oh, my God. And they're transformational Australian gorgeous musicians.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? It doesn't get any better than that.
Right. Then we've got Lisa Garr. We've got Scott Cody. We've got Deborah Poneman, who is unbelievable. Marcy Scheimoff's business partner and guest to success. We're going to do 3 days, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Saturday night, we've got a special bonus for you. And again, it's not a classroom. It is a transformational experience. Who you are after 3 days is different than who you are walking in. You will not see your business the same ever again. You're going to change the way you think about money. If you thought that money was a mindset issue and you've been like trying to do all of the right mindset stuff to allow the money to come in, stop it. I just want you to stop it right now. It's not a mindset issue. It's about an alignment issue. It's about aligning your way of business with your values, your purpose, your integrity, your consciousness. We're going to show you this new alignment path, and that changes everything.
And yep. What I love so much about it is it's a feeling of belonging.
Yeah.
It's like we come together to connect and to feel like we belong.
You're so cute. You're so, so great. That's so true. We got to bring in the feminine here. The divine feminine is represented. That's also a beautiful piece of this. probably, and I have not been before, but we're probably not going to be sitting and chanting. We're probably going to get to some serious work.
Well, if I had my way.
Not all the time.
If Nicole had her time. But you, I can tell you guys, by who you're being here on the show, you're authentic people. You laugh, you love, you help people change. And it's, you help the change makers help people change. Mm. We need support too.
Yep. And it works. I mean, just bottom line, we have about half the people who show up when they do their surveys at the end say it was off the charts life-changing experience.
Yes.
Almost everybody says they got exceptional value. We get, you know, person after person after person say, oh my goodness, I get it now. I can make money. I see the path. Right? And it doesn't necessarily answer every single question. This is a journey you walk, not a problem you solve.
Mm-hmm.
But the people you meet, the relationships you build, and the perspective and tools you walk away with, it's, I wish every single person on earth who does this work could do this event, because it's just the foundational stuff that, like, the biggest frustration we hear people share is we'll get somebody on the mic every time saying some version of, I'm pissed off because I just wasted the last 10 years of my life, and why didn't anybody tell me this stuff before?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I want to thank Julie, who's a massage therapist from Ojai. I want to thank Kathy from Santa Barbara. I want to thank somebody in Torrance. Bought it for his son. Oh, my gosh. If you have a friend or a child or somebody who's trying to make it as a – I'm even going to throw in musicians there, because the kin, those brothers, they're brothers, are – truly transforming people's lives through their music. I mean, they're an incredible representative of what that means as well. So 818-985-KPFK. Okay, all 10 have gone. Would you be willing to do one more?
We will.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And there's – I see other – yes, thank you so much. I see the phone lines are still lighting up. So if you have – you know, obviously, I want to meet everyone who goes there. But if you just tried to call and the lines are busy, call us back. 818-985-575.
Why don't we just leave the line open until 15 minutes after?
Okay. Okay. Well, good for you. Yay.
He's
thank
just
you so
such
much.
A giver.
You are a giver. Okay. Thank you so much.
I am
much.
A member of the Overgivers Anonymous
Club. I know. OGA. All right. So thank you so much, Brian. And thank you so much, Nicole Wetton. And again, all of our KPFK listeners that pledged during the AWARE show, I want you – we're going to have a section for you there, and we're going to light you up and say thank you and make everybody else feel included as well. All right. Keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. Until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.